الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف الحمد لله عز وجل There are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with regards to the significance, importance and reverence for sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that if a person out of love, devotion, reverence for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he simply recites and sends a single Durood Sharif in honor and love of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the merit, what is the significance of this single Durood Sharif that he presents in the court of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam elaborating, he has stated that Allah azza wa jalla will reward such a person with 10 mercies inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Let us make good intention. What intention? That my very presence and my coming in the Masjid Sharif is to seek the pleasure of Allah and gain the reward of Allah. So let us make good intention, because of our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, نية المؤمن خير من عمله, that the niyat of a believer is of such high merit that Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him even better than his own action. So our intention is one that has got high merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make good intention. What intention? That inshallah my sitting, my presence in the Masjid Sharif is one to gain the pleasure of Allah. Whatever we learn from the discourse, inshallah, we make sincere intention, I will practice upon it. And I will try my level best, inshallah, that I pass on the knowledge to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Nawawi, quoted by Imam Qurtubi, he has stated, دخلت المدينة فأتيت قبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء أعربي فزاره ثم قال يا خير الرسل إن الله عز وجل أنزل عليك كتابا صادقا وقال فيه ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما واني جئتك مستغفرا ربي من ذنوبي مستشفعا بك وانشا يقول يا خير من دفنت بالقاء اعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والاكم نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم ثم استغفر الله وانصرف فرأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في نومي وهو يقول that there is an incident which is reported by Imam Nawawi and quoted by Imam Qurtubi رحمه الله عليهما and featured also in many tafasir kitab which has been recorded and also witnessed by Imam Al-Utbi who witnessed a Bedouin who came into Medina Munawwara and upon entering the Masjid Nabawi of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after having recited the ayat which I have quoted earlier on he presented himself before the Rawda Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recited such beautiful couplets which are now engraved near the jali gold and green mesh frame of the Rawda Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These words are actually quoted there. Till now, even they have been preserved. Alhamdulillah. Then he requested the blessed, beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make shafa'at for him, to intercede for him in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jalla should forgive him. And he recited further these beautiful couplets which I mentioned that have been engraved in the Meshi Jali Mubarak frame of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ya khayra man dufinat bilqa'i a'udamuhu, that O you the best whose blessed body has been buried in this plain Mubarak of your Rawda. Fataba min tibihinna alqa'u wal akamu, due to the fragrance of the blessed Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the surrounding sand and the hillocks also that are connected to it, everything that has been connected to it has become also fragrant. That sand touching the blessed Mubarak body of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has become so honored, so extremely blessed and sacred, of which Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has quoted and stated that that sand that is touching the kafan mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is more blessed than the Kaaba Sharif. Not only is it blessed than the Kaaba Sharif, but it is even blessed than the Arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How blessed must be these grains. This is now Sayyiduna Imam Malik. He is in ecstasy. His whole life, he never walked in the entire surroundings of Medina with shoes on. Because this is the maqam and status of one who have ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can somebody who has ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walk with shoes upon the blessed sand of Madinatul Munawwara? So subhanallah, this teaches us how is it that when we present ourselves in front of the Rawda of Mubarak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of ishq, how much of love, how much of reverence we should have when we come to those surroundings. Subhanallah. So when standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have this mindset and should present ourselves according to this honor and greatness, both that inward must be pure and clean and outward must be pure and clean as well, so that we ourselves are pure in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Bedouin, he carries on. He comes into the Rawda, into the Masjid al-Nabawi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He presents himself in front of the Rawda of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He carries on further and says, Nafsil fida'a li qabrin anta sakinuhu. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my soul be sacrificed for that Rawda Mubarak of yours, because such is the highest status and honor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. Now, however, the reality of all this is that how do we present ourselves in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He goes on further and says, فِيهِ الْأَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your Rawda Mubarak is full of purity, you are full of generosity and compassion and rahmah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make shafa'at for me on my behalf in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Utbi, who himself witnessed this, he said, I went into a slumber. After a few minutes, in my slumber, in my sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes in my sleep. He says, that man has spoken the truth. فَبَشِّرْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ غَفَرَ لَهُ بِشَفَاعَتِهِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And I'm informing you that go after that Bedouin and tell him that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven him. Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven his sins. Now, in Khasa'is al-Kubra, it is narrated that when Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, a voice was heard from the unseen saying, take this child to the east, take this child to the west, and let the whole world come to know the qualities and name of my beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give him the character of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, give him the recognition of Nabi Shit alayhi salam, the bravery of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, the inoculance of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, the contentment of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength and authority and power of Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, the jihad of Nabi Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Nabi Ilyas alayhi salam, the obedience of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, the patience of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, the sweet voice of Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, the abstinence and taqwa of Sayyidina Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, and the great piety of Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabiina alayhi salam, and anoint him with the characteristic of 124,000 plus minus Anbiya alayhi salam into one beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he rose like the midday sun from the horizon of Arabia and dissipated the intense darkness that was surrounding Medina and the whole entire world. His personality embodied the boldness of Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, the courteousness of Sayyidina Nabi Harun alayhi salam, the patience of Sayyidina Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, and the grandeur of Sayyidina Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the humility and piety of Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam. His leadership, it stands unparalleled in the history of mankind until Qiyamah. He despised the royalty or the pomp of royalty. He despised everything that had to do with pride. Dutifully, he carried out the manual tasks of the family. He had to sweep his own room. He had to clean his own clothes. He has to wash the dishes. And he kindled the fire and swept the floor. He milked the goats and mended his own shoes and garments. What is our ishq towards this greatest chosen beloved Habib of our beloved creator Allah Azza wa Jal? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, when he makes tafsir wa rafa'na laka dhikra, he says, Allah dhukirtu illa dhukirta fil adhan wa tashahud wal iqama wa yawmul jum'a ala al minbar wa yawmul fitr wa yawmul adha وأيام التشريق ويوم عرفة وعند الجمار وبين الصفا والمروة وفي خطبتين النكاء وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. He said the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be separated from the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it is in Adhan, whether it is in Iqamat, whether it is in Tashahud, whether it is anywhere, whether it is in the khutbah, whether it's a khutbah of Eid, khutbah of Jummah, khutbah, whether it is standing at Arafah, the name of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never be separated from the name of Allah in the entire whole world and the heavens. Fi masharik al ard wa magharibaha, the name of Allah azza wa jalla always will be taken with the name of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now this is the martaba, the status of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His akhlaq, his character, his conduct, his appearance, the manner in which he walked, subhanallah, the manner in which he spoke, every aspect. We can go on and on and on. Now, what is us? Those are the recipients, the one that are supposed to depend on the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you stated, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. They have gone, yet in that Muslim home, our lives are so far away from beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no one occasion did that father sit with his children, sit with his wife, and say, let us learn how my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, how my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept, how, what was the beautiful conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who do we idealize? Who are the role model of our youth and our children? Those that are destroying the fiber morals of human society, pop stars, music stars, and the actors and actresses whose life are a living textbook of the moral degeneration. If he cut his hair in another style, the whole lot of the youths all follow him. If he dresses in a certain way, the whole youth all is following him. Yet what was the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his conduct? What was his akhlaq? What was his character? So let us not be like ostriches whose heads are buried in the ground, in the sand. The clock is running. The time is running out. That necklace that has already been, it has already been opened up. The pills are falling off. The earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, Muslims' home being destroyed. The time is running out. The time is running out. That if you are a true ashik of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the time that your ishq must be known by the world. The time is running out. If you are a true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then don't be in that group that on the day of Qiyamah you will be found standing with those who are the enemies of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet your name is Ghulam Muhammad. Yet your name is Mustafa. Yet your name is Abdullah. The examples has been set. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has warned us. And if we ourselves are ready for recipe of disaster, what we see around us, much worse is to come. Only until unless, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken qasam, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Only when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Mustafa, the chosen one, he become the decider in everything in your life, only will we attain success. So, respected beloved brothers and dearest Madani Channel viewers, the point has been made, and Allah Azza wa Jal has already declared in the Holy Quran, the choice is ours. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate we are. And may Allah Azza wa Jal reward Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razawi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. He has given us such a beautiful environment. This is an environment that you come so that we reconnect ourselves with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the only opportunity we have so that the time will not run out on us. Then we regret. One of the punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be that a person should go the consequence of having to go the psychological punishment to see that had I only acted I wouldn't find myself in this predicament and situation. So we make humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal make us such people that are connected to Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us remain connected to this beautiful movement of Dawat Islam. That inshallah is the only source that we can have assurance that it leads us towards the true love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد